You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. It is July 30th, 1794 in Paris. Emerging from an infamous prison, La Force, is a young woman named Theresia. She emerges, people are watching, and she's embraced by a man named Tallien, one of the leading lights of the revolution. This moment becomes a significant event in the world of fashion, invented again during the French Revolution. I learned from a new book. Anne Higonnet is the author, a professor of art history at Barnard College. The book is Liberty, Equality, Fashion, The Women Who Styled the French Revolution. Professor, congratulations and a very good evening to you. At that moment, who is Theresia to the people swooning to watch her embraced by Tallien? And what is Tallien at that moment that he is at the prison as she emerges? Good evening to you.
Hello. Well, Theresia was already famously the most beautiful woman in Europe. People compared her without fail to a goddess. She was imprisoned during the Terror because Robespierre himself felt that she had too much erotic power over someone who he thought was a loyal follower of his, Tallien. But then as the Terror escalated, Tallien turned against Robespierre and the Committee of Public Safety, but hesitated until his imprisoned lover sent him a message saying, "I'm about to be guillotined, so if you don't overthrow Robespierre, I will die," which explains the timing of the overthrow of the Terror and explains why Theresia was hailed by the French as the liberation from their national collective nightmare. And then she emerges from the prison, not only to the romantic embrace of her lover, but wearing prison garb, which she then turns into the greatest Parisian chic. Gone are the big skirts, the corsets, the towering hairdos. And instead, it's that prison shift which becomes all the rage.
Yes, I learned from the professor that the Terror itself may be the driver for the fashion leap that takes place within a few years, from the artificial life of women's clothing made of silk and with whalebone corsets, or they used the word, they used other words in French, but that's what they were. Women in a walking cage, and emerging from that is something we're so familiar with, we think it couldn't have been invented, it must have always been there, which is a flowing dress. All of that happens within a few years because of the Terror. Now, we've been at the end of the Terror. Let us go back to the beginning, because this is about three women, not just Theresia, who's born the daughter, the beautiful daughter of a Spanish banker, the banker of the King of Spain, and later on is obliged to marry a man she doesn't much love. And by the time she emerges from the prison, she's divorced, which is extremely progressive of her. But there are two other women here featured in the professor's presentation of this style revolution, quite separate from the revolution of violence going on around them. They're rethinking women in the world and their place in equal measure with the men whom they love and in many instances put up with. The other woman to look very carefully is named Rose, who's born in Martinique, which the Antilles, the French called it. This is the very prosperous colony of Martinique, where slaves did the work of turning the cane into sugar that was all the rage in Europe. Professor, who was Rose at her birth, and how does she become also a victim of the terror? Thank you.
Well, Rose came from extremely minor nobility, which furthermore was colonial, which lowered the family status in the eyes of the mainland. So to advance their rank, the family sent her to the mainland to be married off. She, like Theresia, did not really get along all that well with this husband and began to lead a separate life. And yet, when he was, as an aristocrat, condemned to prison by the Committee of Public Safety, so was she, just because she was married to him. When she emerges from prison, she, like Theresia, has nothing left to lose. The husband hasn't been executed. They've lost their money. They're desperate, and they recognize in each other kindred souls. And so they team up to use the one way they can think of to become successful celebrities, and that's through clothing.
The joy of this duo is, I think of them as Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. They're about to not only get even, they're about to get ahead. Because one of them, Rose, will later be the Empress of France, we know as Josephine, married to Napoleon. There's a third member of the Graces, so-called by the French fashion world. And her name is Juliette. She is born of one woman and three fathers. Professor, help me understand. She had four parents. How did that happen?
Well, look, that was pretty unusual even back then in the 18th century. This one beautiful woman had three men revolving around her. At one point, they sort of arbitrarily decided which of the three would marry her, which made no difference whatsoever in their relationship. And then a child was born, and the three men raised her equally as her fathers. And maybe they didn't even really exactly know which one of them was the father. Then comes the terror, when everyone thinks they might be guillotined if they have any kind of money. And in a moment of crazy desperation, the four parents decide that Juliet is going to marry the richest of the three fathers in order that she inherit the money. But the problem was that she was almost certainly his biological daughter. So when he doesn't get executed, they all have to scramble to invent a story to avoid allegations of incest. So they say the marriage was never consummated. Juliet becomes famous as a virgin. Her stroke of genius is to realize that she can adapt an all-white version of the style introduced by Theresia and Rose, soon to become Josephine, and embody the idea of virginity and revolution at the same time. And so Juliet becomes an international celebrity.
The joy of reading this story is that the events that I've had to memorize my whole life, the terror, the directory, the rise of the empire, Napoleon in Italy, Napoleon on the mainland, all of that is in the background. You can't even hear the cannons going off. Every once in a while, one of the men will show up and make some ponderous remark. But what's important are the women that were watching that this world from. And the professor's done this wonderful job of convincing you that the women are the revolutionaries. I'm convinced after reading this book. So we're going to turn now to a salon kept by Theresia in Paris after the terror during the Directory, led by a man named Paul Barras. And up, all of a sudden showing up in these gatherings is a Corsican in uniform, a shoddy uniform. The book is Liberty, Equality, Fashion, The Women Who Styled the French Revolution. Professor Anne Higonnet is the author. This is CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.